love this. Anything. I have no idea what's coming out. Ever.
A winter's worth of work is on display with the Sheldon Museum's next six-week spotlight featuring two local artists. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Southeast Alaska's most widespread House district has an election challenger. Cordova City Council member Robert Beadle has filed to run for the seat as a Democrat. He'll face House District 5 incumbent Haynes Republican Bill Thomas in the November general election. Neither faces a primary battle. Beadle was elected to Cordova's City Council earlier this year. He's also a director of the Cordova Telephone Cooperative. He could not be immediately reached for comment. Thomas is seeking his fourth two-year term in the House. He says his work in the Capitol, especially on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, should help him get reelected.
People know that I have the experience and knowledge and get around that building pretty well, so I'm hoping that I just have to reiterate that again and tell them, look, you know, the success shows that we've been very successful the last 6 years.
The district stretches from Cordova in Prince William Sound to Metlakatla in southern southeast. It includes about 25 small cities and villages, including Skagway and Haynes, Hoonah, Craig, and Yakutat. Six southeast legislative seats are on this year's ballot. Only three have challengers. Next time you pass by the big spruce trees in front of the old primary school in Haynes, remember to thank Vivian Menaker. The 90-year-old steward peacefully died Tuesday afternoon at her home in Haynes. Among the memories and marks she left her friends and family were the plantings on Main Street, reminiscent of her legendary talents as a master gardener. Alan Menaker is Vivian's son.
We have plenty of pictures from when we first moved up to their place on the hill, and there was always a garden. And there's pictures of my sister and I planting seeds. The gardening has just been a big part of her life.
Vivian was originally from Oregon and was a career teacher. She met her husband, Ray, when she was teaching in California.
We were both in a school there, and she had fourth grade kids, and I had seventh and eighth grade kids. And we would meet out on the playground while the kids were playing, and we'd stand around and talk and visit. And then the time came when we seemed to feel that probably it would be good to be married, and so we got married. And it worked extraordinarily well, as a matter of fact, because she's a remarkable person.
It was Valentine's Day, 1949, when they were married. For the occasion, they traveled from home in Menlo Park to Redwood City.
I had an old clinking car, and when I mentioned to our landlady, we were living at a place where there was an elderly lady who was the landlady, and we said we were going to get married, and so she insisted that we take her. She had a nice big new DeSoto. We had to go in that. We went up to Redwood City, and this woman knew the justice of the peace up there. They were apparently old friends. And she stormed into the place and said, "All right, I'll stop everything. We've got some important work for you to do." And we got married.
The couple moved to Haynes in the mid-1950s by way of Pelican, where they were both teaching. The Menakers were recently part of an audio compilation of Alaskan life portraits. This is Vivian and Ray from that recording.
Well,
we had jobs teaching in California, and we loved the jobs there because the superintendent was so interesting, had such fascinating ideas, but he retired. And then the school reverted to what all schools are, just the same old mishmash, and so we started looking for greener pastures.
I remember one time when he was showing us this property up here, and we were walking through the woods and looking at things. And Vivian looked around and said, "Gee, those mountains are beautiful." And he looked over, he said, "Yeah, they make thin soup."
The couple was the first to move into the new Haynes Assisted Living Center when they moved there in October. She was facing cancer again after beating it more than 30 years earlier. But Vivian continued to tend her home garden almost into her 90s. She supported Ray and kept the house while he was starting the Chilkat Valley News out of their home. She was good to the garden and the pets, too, even if they were being raised for a meal. The couple raised chickens and pigs, but left the butchering to friends and to Ray, because Vivian couldn't bear to do it herself.
She liked having chickens, but she didn't like the idea of killing them, so I did that, which I didn't like either, but I liked it probably almost as little as she did.
She once wrote to the Board of Game as they were considering a local beaver season. She said, quote, "There are so many values to having these little guys that having any kind of season on them is short-sighted. I don't think the state understands beavers. They're far more valuable than what a trapper could get from a pelt," she wrote. Family friend Gershon Cohen remembers how Vivian made sure she didn't waste any part of the animals she butchered. He shared this memory with Ray.
Vivian used the whole pig. Vivian made her own soap. You never knew. If you went over for a bowl of soup, you never really knew what was going to be in that soup. There could be just about any part of that animal might be in that soup.
Vivian had a lot of friends. Playing piano and making music was one of the many things she enjoyed doing with other people.
It was fun to sit around a piano while she played and various people there and sing. She liked to play for people to sing.
Friend Carol Tyneman called her a pioneer of sustainable living, saying she was just one of those amazing Alaskan women who did so much. As a former teacher, many of her old students are still around town. She started a preschool in Haines not long after she got here. She volunteered in the community, initiating work like composting at the school, and had a passion for environmental work, and spent time at Lynn Canal Conservation.
Well, she always made good sense. She was thoughtful. She thought about things, and then what she had to say made sense. All the time. And she's a very easy person to live with.
Vivian is survived by her husband, Ray Menaker in Haines, son, Alan Menaker in Fairbanks, daughter, Terry Menaker in England, and 8 grandchildren. She's preceded in death by a son, David Menaker. No services are planned at this time for Vivian, but her will instructs that her ashes be placed in her garden. Sharon Svensson and Debbie Knight Kennedy should have had an art exhibit together a long time ago.
And we've talked about it for years.
Years, yeah.
The two Haines artists' styles are well known around the area, but the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center's six-week spotlight is giving them a chance to bring the far-out ends of their fanciful styles together in a show that opens this Friday. Artist Sharon Svensson.
Debbie and I both have always wanted to have a show together because we both like the whimsical type of work, and we were really excited to be able to show together, to actually have a show. So both of our work will be pretty whimsical and fun.
Svensson creates mosaics and glasswork out of her home studio. This isn't her first show, but it's still a first for her, she says.
Oh, I definitely tried something new. My title of the show is In and Outside the Box, and metaphorically I'm exploring outside of what I've been doing, which are mostly mirrors, you know, more functional work. And so now I did some boxes, and so literally I've done boxes, and everything is just straight mosaics, no mirror, no looking glass. Oh, it's fun. I mean, it's endless what you can do with mosaics. It's endless.
Svensson now shares a studio with artist husband John Svensson and has work on display around town. Svensson started out in weaving more than 30 years ago.
Then I was given a book about mosaics, and I've always been curious about mosaics, and that was about, almost 12 years ago. And I played with it a little bit, and it grew, and it grew, and pretty soon I was selling my looms and buying tons of glass and doing nothing but mosaics, and that's what's happened at 12 years of just mosaics, and it's just a blast. I just love it.
Debbie Knight Kennedy is known for her silver work, but has explored many other mediums in her career, including fabric art in her 20s, then moving into traditional Northwest Coast Native style work and wood carving.
And my stuff really hasn't been in galleries. The new stuff, which is kind of freeform figurative sculpture and puppets.
She's recently been working with the puppeteers in Haines, including the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow and Geppetto's Junkyard.
Somehow I just started veering into freeform figurative sculpture. It's, you know, bodies just sort of fascinate me. Then I met Byrne and the puppet thing came up. And the puppet guys were like, hey, you could make your dolls and things. You could make them talk. You could give them something to say. So then I started doing puppets. And then that just sort of naturally went into these art doll puppets. So I've been kind of combining my ivory carving, hardwood carving, and fabric from the earlier thing into this thing that I love. It's just nuts. And found objects slipped in along the way. And I love this. Anything. I have no idea what's coming out, ever.
The marionettes are part of a superheroes and goddesses exhibit that embody the seven virtues and friends.
It was going to be a series of four that I was going to call the Fabulous Four, like a female version of the Fantastic Four. So I did my second one, and it was justice. And somehow when I got truth and justice next to each other, they became virtues. And then there's seven virtues. So then I had to do seven. So this became the seven virtues.
The two artists spent their winters preparing for the show, which opens this Friday, June 4th, with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sheldon Museum in Haines. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Surf the web to get your news. Just go to khns.org and click on the Listen tab.